before. And Cindy, would you come up and bring your reinforcements? And
I didn't take your amendment.
Okay, the administrator will give us kind of a quick update and.
Okay, what you should all have in your packet is an SMS on the amendment. That should be followed by the amendment itself, the B8 amendment, then the bill. Then, just if you needed to look at any measure history, we have the two SMSs from when it passed out of this committee and when it passed out of the Senate committee. Since we made the packet, I've added a little information and sheet here, an issue analysis. That may get us to the issue that we're discussing. So for what it's worth, you might want to look at the issue analysis, and it has a couple of suggestions on it as to directions we could go to solve what may be the problem. We have also just received the fiscal analysis, which you have a copy of, which is indeterminate. And earlier in the day, we got the revenue analysis, which was no impact.
We're all officially impacted.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I do have some additional information that I have gained in a way to use the school psychologist language licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practice Commission in Section B, and we can talk about that if you'd like, or because I think that I am the one who raised the issue of having the TSPC licensed school psychologist. However, as we have been hearing more about this, it doesn't quite get to the level of a mental health professional in terms of a psychologist and their more expert training. But I believe we could get to that, allowing the schools to use their school psychologists, which we would expect them to do anyway, by instead inserting, I'm looking at B7 here, amendment, inserting that amendment in section, subsection B on page 2.
The B7 is the same as the B8.
I don't have a B7.
I don't have
no.
Okay, it's a B8.
It's B8.
All right.
B8.
Mm-hmm.
And you're suggesting, Representative Logan,
I was suggesting that on page 2 in subsection B, we would say, placing the student in a setting where the behavior will receive immediate attention, including but not limited to the office of the school principal, vice principal, assistant principal, counselor, or a school psychologist licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission or the office of any licensed mental health professional, and leave C as it is.
Okay.
Just keep moving it up.
Let's keep that as a proposal. I want to hear from Cindy.
Yes.
And go ahead, Cindy.
Cindy Hunt, Legislative Counsel's Office, and I brought reinforcements. This is Stacey Julian. She's been a staff attorney working on a number of bills, and she actually did the work on this bill, but if you want to explain actually what the B8 would do.
B8 amends Section 1, 4, paragraph, sub 4, paragraph B, sub paragraph C, which currently reads, requiring the student to be evaluated by a licensed mental health professional before allowing the student to return to the classroom setting. What the B8 would do is insert after licensed mental health professional or a school psychologist licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission.
Okay, what would be the effect? If we put that there, what will be the effect on licensed health professional that appears on line 6?
No effect.
But there will be no effect on that.
Yeah, this is different than, Mr. Chair, Representative Wilson, this is different than what Representative Wilson was suggesting. So this is inserting a license by TSPC in a different location.
Right.
what would prevent us from putting it, from having it affect both, both licenses? I wouldn't think. Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess my question is, was there a concern that school psychologists are not licensed mental health professionals? Was that the problem?
Representative Loken.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that. I did speak to, I don't know if Mannheim is here or anyone.
Jim, you want to come up?
Maybe, she said that a licensed school psychologist may be a psychologist and have her master's and her training in that, or they may not be. And the concern that, so they really are a licensed teacher with some additional training in psychology and practice, and they have about 9 weeks, I guess, of training in this. And is not quite the level that it was my intent to get to and see. My thought was that we bring the child in and they have an opportunity to be evaluated and see what could be done with the, to help them, the principal, vice principal, and all of the resources that the school has at their disposal. If the school has a licensed mental health professional available, that's fine. That would fit under C. But if they do not have a licensed mental health professional who is a psychologist, now maybe we would need to add that there to get the word psychologist in there, but I thought a psychologist would be a mental health professional. So I believe that we would get to the review that is needed in subsection B by adding
the language
in BA.
Okay, Green.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Green with the Oregon School Boards Association. School psychologist is a term of art which is found within the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission statutes and rules. They are not what we would call a licensed mental health professional. They are specifically licensed by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. A licensed mental health professional, I'm not quite sure of all the statutes, but I know in discussions before the House Human Resources Commission, psychologists, psychiatrists, licensed counselors also are licensed mental health professionals, and I believe that's all.
I
believe that's all, that a school psychologist does not fit under that definition.
So we're not accomplishing what we want to accomplish with the BH thing. We're not getting someone that can do a mental health evaluation if it's just someone who is licensed by TSCP, because they may not be a mental health.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's right, and that's why we spoke to Representative Loken out in the hallway about moving that language up to the next paragraph above.
Senator Courtney?
You know, the word immediate attention applies to school principal, vice principal, assistant principal, or counselor, or maybe that's where this new language should go.
Agree.
And then licensed mental health professional should go down in C, because C says they want them evaluated. And so immediate attention is one thing, which is what B takes care of. The evaluation is what C takes care of. And so I don't know why you don't flip-flop. I mean, that's what's coming to me now. You understand what I said, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chair, that is what I was trying to say as well, and I agree with Senator Courtney, I think.
You like that? You like that?
That
you like
works.
That? You like that?
You like that?
Okay, everybody likes that.
Who doesn't like that?
Everybody not like that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Cindy, we have to suspend the rules to allow the B8s to be inserted under B rather than C. We should do that soon.
Typographical error.
Scribner's error.
Yeah.
I can pretend I'm a senator and do all kinds of things.
Mr. Chair, I notice also, though, that we have a conference committee report here, which is attached specifically to the B8. So what I'm not sure of is if that would need to be generated. I see it has lines for signature and so forth. You may have to come back and vote on what would be the B9.
But if we can't, we suspend the rules and apply the V8s to B instead of C, and then not have to come back?
Because the the conference committee report is attached very specifically to the V8s.
And we're going to use them.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to use them, but you're going to generate the V9s.
So it works that way.
Think
you,
you would need then another conference committee report attached to the V9s.
Line six, special line seven.
Well, but everybody's happy, so I guess we'll have to come back for 5 minutes to sign the report, huh?
Right. Or, Mr. Chair, I could suggest that we could suspend the rules and do the basically the conceptual amendment, and then if technically there's something wrong,
then come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conceptual.
Great.
Well. It's becoming my conclusion that immediate attention really means separating them until they can act right. And I know.
That wouldn't have any impact on the B8s.
I think we need to do more.
We need to do more?
Just sending them to a shrink isn't going to do it.
Most districts don't have shrinks available.
That's all.
That's a good point, isn't it? Most districts don't have shrinks available. That's the problem.
What do you want to do, beat them?
No, I want to confine them.
Put them in jail?
Well, this
is... Yeah, see if they can just come back to the class.
There's one in our county.
Mm-hmm. I want to do more than just make us feel good that we did some.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Loken.
Maybe I could speak to the Senator Shannon's concern. This bill is directed to children who have not yet come to school. It's seeing their first tendencies to become a problem and treating them early on.
It's important because Senate Bill 344 is the one that allows for them to be taken out of the classroom and held.
Threaten to injure somebody and severely damage
property. The difference would be, as Representative Loken said, this is one that deals with their tendency, and 4-4 is when they actually brought a gun to school or a weapon. So I think we've got it covered. Okay, Cindy, so we can suspend the rules, and we can add this language under C, and then you're going to make sure, you know, under B, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Courtney moves that we suspend the rules for the purpose of making an amendment. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Okay. Senator Courtney.
Aye.
Moves that.
Go ahead.
We're going to insert the language in the B8 amendments on line 6 after the word counselor.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a question?
You want to do more.
What else do we want to do?
You want to not only insert it, don't you want to delete or the Office of Any Licensed Mental Health Professional there? Isn't that what you also intended to do?
I don't think so. Kathy Osborne's shaking her head. So come on up, Kathy, and... That's right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kathy Osborne from Juvenile Rights Project, I don't think there's a need to separate that, especially if the school district works out a contract. They may want to take the kid immediately to the Office of the Licensed Mental Health.
This gives them the option.
Right.
OEA is happy with that. School boards are happy with that. Okay, so there won't be any deletion of language. Further discussion?
And so it'll be inserted
after the word office on line, or excuse me, after the word counselor.
Counselor.
How about after professional?
Not in there.
I mean, end of the sentence.
It wouldn't make any difference.
Okay, would you just add it on to the
end? Because Cindy, does it matter if it's after counselor or after it's at the end of a professional?
I don't think it matters.
Doesn't matter. Let's just leave it after counselor. We've already gone through that. Further discussion? Is there objection? the amendments are adopted, then. Okay. Need a motion on the bill.
Move.
I second.
Senator Cortley moves House Bill 3444 to the floors as amended. Clerk, call roll.
Courtney votes yes.
Senator Harson.
Aye.
Representative Costin.
Yes.
Representative Logan.
Aye.
Senator Shannon.
Aye.
Chair Sinceri.
Votes aye. Motion is adopted. And let's see, carriers would be Representative Logan.
I think you carry.
And Senator Cortley.
Do we start signing things now, or does that come
do
later?
We have to sign. Well, do we have to sign now and after you make the change?
We should probably sign now, because then you don't have to come back in here.
Okay. We'll just sign it now before you all leave.
I just signed my file. Is that do it here? Just
telephone. No, the administrator's got the thing.
Three copies.
Okay. Nothing further to come before the committee. If you all on your way out, we're adjourned. Thank you, Cindy.